Time now for our weekly one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. And Doug, first, as we look back on this Tuesday to Saturday, congratulations on just a great game, great environment. What was your first playoff experience like?
It was a lot of fun. It was an electric atmosphere in the stadium. Fans were great. Players obviously were hyped and ready to go and to come away with a victory. It's been a while since we've won a playoff game around here, and it's great for those players.
Did you feel the difference, different level of intensity or decision-making or tempo or anything?
You know, you do feel a little bit of difference. I think it comes from the crowd, obviously, being electric. But, you know, your intensity sort of picks up just a little bit. Your focus is probably a little more attention to detail. But at the end of the day, you're still executing your football, you know, your offense, defense, and special teams. And you know, once you get into the rhythm of the game and the flow of the game, that's really what it is.
How did Doug Peterson do in his first playoff game?
I felt pretty well. You know, I felt good going into it. I felt comfortable, felt confident in calling plays and putting our guys in positions to be successful. And you know, and that's I'm no different than a player. I've got to study and prepare and get myself ready to go too, as if I'm playing the game, just doing it from the sideline.
For Nick Foles and his job, went out and did it. And so much conversation, so much scrutiny. What was it like being with him in the days leading up to the game?
I tell you, for 2 weeks leading up to that game, I mean, he was really kind of getting into the zone, getting into the flow of practice. And really that bye week was a big stepping stone for him, being able to put the pads back on as a team and sort of getting back to a little bit of physicality. But just having a little bit of a sense of timing and rhythm with his skill guys, with his receivers and tight ends and backs. And then carry that over into the week of preparation for that game. But he was very engaged. He was excited, obviously, for the opportunity and was going into it with a lot of confidence.
Doug, your background is largely offense. This defense, however, has been just tremendous for most of the season here, certainly down the stretch, certainly on Saturday. Did you sit back and go, man, this coaching staff, these players, what a great job they've done on that side of the ball?
I do it almost every weekend. Just about, you know, there's times when I love just watching these guys play. And then there's times when it may not be going so good for them and the offense has to step up. But the other night it was sort of a team effort and special teams got involved as well. But, you know, Jim does an outstanding job of preparing not only his coaches but also the players and being ready and being prepared for their opponent. And you know, we understand, too, that you know, home field advantage with the crowd and the crowd noise, but you play good defense as well, and that gives you another advantage. And these guys are fun to watch.
All right, now it's on to the Minnesota Vikings. A big win for them on Sunday. They come to Philadelphia for this NFC Championship game. How do you get your team back to that fevered emotional pitch?
It's really not hard. You're one win away from being in the Super Bowl, and that's where you want to be. You know, you want to be playing in this game at the end of the season, obviously, and with an opportunity for one more. So the extra motivation, you're really not going to have to fire this group up. They're going to be self-motivated. They've done it all season long. You know, it's just a matter of just controlling our emotions, you know, going into this game and just staying on point, staying on task and you know, getting our guys ready to go just like we did last week.
How do you attack the Minnesota defense?
It's a good group. It's a really good. They're much improved even from last year when we played them before. Same group of guys, but they're playing with a lot of confidence, you know. And this is a big, heavy front, much like the New York Giants. You know, they're a big, heavy front. When those guys are playing, they're playing extremely well. So, you know, you got to attack them downhill. It's you just got to get after them the best you can. I mean, they're gonna get theirs, but at the same time, we try to stymie and try to, you know, sort of solidify that run game. And you know, defensively, you know, they've got some skill and ability. They've got a really good offensive line. One thing, you know, Pat Shurmur does, he mixes the play action with the screen extremely well. And you know, Case is making good decisions. He's getting the ball out of his hand and playing at a high level as well. And then you look at him on special teams. You know, here's a group that, you know, they're pretty consistent. They've got a pretty good little returner back there. And you know, so it's, you get to this time of the year, everybody just has to own their job, do their job, make sure they stay in their lane and execute the plan.
So, I mean, I don't even know the answer to this. I don't even know if you know the answer to this. What will it come down to, Doug? Like, is it just come down to the play, your job, execute?
You know what? Every game comes down to that. Now, every game comes down to about one or two plays. Mm-hmm. And really the team that eliminates the mistakes, you know, that you can't – you know, you look at our game the other day. We put a couple balls on the ground. We had the fumble early, second play of the game. It could have cost us on the goal line a couple of times. LeGarrette put it on the ground. So we can't do those types of things and expect to win. So, you know, we got to eliminate the mistake. We had a muff punt return, you know, on the back end that allowed Atlanta to score. So those are the things you have to eliminate from your game in order to, you know, when you're playing good football teams down the stretch, you eliminate that and give yourself an opportunity.
Great stuff. Well, hey, I mean, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Keep on keeping on. Get a win and go to the Super Bowl. One-on-one with Doug Peterson in studio, presented by Wawa.